The Rising Star Internship Program is a partnership between ISU's College of Design, College of Human Sciences, and Extension and Outreach. Vice President for Extension and Outreach, Kath Ann Kress, says it will differ from the conventional model where one student is matched with one business or program. She says Rising Star will bring together teams of three ISU students
with different backgrounds and experiences and disciplines that they're studying at Iowa State University, and brings them together to address some type of issue or problem or challenge that's been identified by local people, the Extension Council members or advisory group members or others. And the internship's job as a team is to work together and create a plan that can address those challenges, and then our local extension and outreach professionals will actually implement the plan. We think it's kind of a win-win for everybody. The students get a great experience in the real world and working on a team, which research is telling us is more and more important for the future world of work. Our extension professionals get some great talent to help them put together a plan. And then local citizens also get to take advantage of both the plan and the implementation through extension and outreach.
Where is this plan going to be developed, and when does it kick off?
We have kicked off the internship program now, so we're taking applications from young people at Iowa State's campus, and we hope then to be able to announce before the holidays who the interns are, and they will start working then to learn more about the region and the communities that they'll be working in. They'll actually come for the internship then next summer and work all next summer in putting the plan together, which then will be implemented starting the next fall from our extension professionals. We have two regions in the state that are participating in this pilot. One of them is here, Region 20, which is the extreme southeast, and ironically enough, the other region is clear in the extreme northwest, as things work out. All the way up Clay County and that whole area will also be participating. Those are the only two regions this year that will participate in the pilot program, but our hope is in the future that we'll be expanding this to all the regions across the state.
Why Southeast Iowa? Why have Southeast Iowa as one of the pilot programs?
Well, there's a very good reason for that, and that's because your regional director working for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, Bob Dodds, was the person who came up with this great idea and brought it to us, and I thought it was a terrific idea and was very happy to invest in it. And then he was able to also convince the deans of the College of Design and the College of Human Sciences that it was a really great idea and got them to invest in it as well. So Bob Dodds has really led the charge on this, and so, of course, then this region benefits from his innovation.
Has there been a topic or an issue decided for the first year at this point?
Yes. The Extension Council members who also invested in this internship program have identified the local foods network as something that they want this team to assist with. And they've identified several facets of that, from marketing to some of the nutritional aspects, and also encouraging more growers and to focus some of the networking and things like that. So it'll be a multifaceted plan, but focused on local foods.
You talked early on about the idea of going from more of solo internships to the team concept. Why is that something that's starting to grow more?
What we're seeing is more and more in the world of work, we're dealing with these complex problems. You know, in some ways we've kind of solved the easy problems, and now we have these more complex things. And it's clear that a lot of businesses then are addressing these kinds of things by working in teams. They're putting professionals together with different backgrounds, different disciplines, to work on things as teams. And so those students who have real-world experience working in these kinds of multidisciplinary, cross-disciplinary teams are going to have an edge and an advantage when they go out into the world of work.
Kath Ann Kress is Vice President for Extension and Outreach at Iowa State University. She says the interns chosen for the initial Rising Star teams in Southeast and Northwest Iowa will work together for 1 year. Then new teams will be selected to work on new projects each of the final 2 years of the 3-year pilot program. Kress says the goal is to eventually expand it to students outside the College of Design and the College of Human Sciences. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.